I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
At number 12, one spot ahead of the Longhorns, the Miami Hurricanes. Now, we wondered if there would be course correction, that Miami would get a little closer to Notre Dame. That hasn't happened. So the Hurricanes sitting there at 12.
And Mario Cristobal in Miami got to be feeling like, oh, here we go again. Deja vu, 10-2 again, and we're going to get left out, especially with the win over Notre Dame, who everybody loves, including this committee. I still think at some point they're going to do the right thing, and if Notre Dame is up for a playoff spot, Miami should be over them based on what happened on the field.
Okay, here is a really important factor, too, because you're still honoring head-to-head between Alabama and Oklahoma with the Sooners being up, but it has not carried the day for Miami and Notre Dame. Neither Miami nor Notre Dame play anymore. Among the teams who are finished playing, do not play this week, can their order flip next Sunday in the final rankings, or is the order for the teams whose hay is in the barn, whose resume is complete, are they set in terms of where they are relative to one another?
Great question, Reese. The management committee during the offseason provided some clarification to some comments that were made last year. And indeed, idle teams can move following the results of the championship games and how they impact the teams that are around those that play in the championship game, and data such as strength of schedule teams that may be idle. So, yes, teams that are idle can move up or down.
So we're not set with Miami definitively being behind Notre Dame no matter what. Is that fair to say?
Reese, following the championship games, we will re-rank the top 25 teams, and we'll see where they fall.
I'm going to take that as the Canes still have a chance.
I don't know, man. I wasn't feeling real good about that one. Stuck at 12 again. Notre Dame 10, and now I got to sit and watch BYU and Texas Tech and Georgia and Alabama play in conference championship games. And by the way, no guarantee after those teams play each other that you're in. I'll tell you who is in: Notre Dame. Notre Dame's not sitting up there sweating. They're going to be in. They're getting in.
I don't think they're guaranteed to get in, but I would be stunned if Miami jumped them.
Boy, there is
that would be the most.
It they're so busy when they talk about Notre Dame and the winning streak that they've had and the way they've beaten everybody since their losses early in the year. They never talk about their losses. And all I do is hear about Miami's two losses. It's just
I just don't see how at this point.
No, you're on the outside looking in, and it doesn't feel good.
It looks like Miami's going to be the first team out of this thing, which is crazy. Couldn't catch one more break.
You know what, Woody? It's like you got inside the gate, but you couldn't get inside the house. It's
and the
like
difference
you get
between,
to kind of watch through the window what's going on, but you can't get inside.
Look at the difference between getting in the playoff and I don't know what's the next tier bowl game, something in Orlando or Tampa or
the letdown. Woody, I've been trying to stay away from it. The letdown.
That stings, man.
The letdown. And by the way, the other part of it is now the guys start talking to marketing guys and their agents and saying, hey,
yeah, guys will drop out.
You got
as
you,
well they should.
You got three guys probably going to go in the first round.
Yeah, those guys shouldn't play.
Hey, man. Hey, I gave everything. If we're in the and they would, knowing one of those guys really well, and Ruben Vain, who's just had a great career.
Look, it's flat out better for Miami's business that these guys get drafted high. Right.
It
you don't
is
want
but
to risk them getting hurt in the Gator Bowl or whatever. I don't know where they end up, but
and now the question is, what other guys? Let me ask you. Does your quarterback stay around for the Orlando Bowl?
I would think so. I would think Carson would play.
Okay.
He's like from what I was looking at, Joe, and again, I'm not a quarterback evaluator, but he might be like a second day type guy. So I don't see what he would necessarily have to lose by playing. But if you're getting drafted in the first couple of rounds.
So I'll give you one. Does Maui Noah play at right tackle?
No, I wouldn't think so. Would you?
No.
If you were his dad, would you say, hey, you get out there and you play with your team one more game?
No. Those days are done.
They are done.
Well, if you're if you're considered to be a top three tackle or number one guard, according to, by the way, it's great for him because they're looking for guys that can do both.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? I mean, that's.
I mean, look, God forbid the guy, you know, his
somebody
knee
roll up
his
on
Achilles
him.
Yeah. Or something like, I mean, yeah, like you can't risk that.
There's no way. I'm with you on that. And now, what about the guys that haven't been happy?
The disgruntled?
The disgruntled are gone.
I don't think they play in the bowl game either, the disgruntled.
So anyway.
If you have plans that you know you're leaving, I don't think you're playing, right? Because won't you be just about gone by that point with the way that this calendar
well,
works?
Well, I will just tell you this. On the other side of this, Mario wants to play that game because he wants all his young guys to get a chance. Now, all of a sudden, those backup pass rushers who are playing a lot, they get to be frontline guys. Some of your younger receivers, you know,
man, it's still good to win that game. You know, whatever game it is, they're not going to play some pushover team. Like, it is good to win.
Just not the same.
No.
The jump now from that college football playoff and getting to play in one of those games where everybody's going to play. If you're the number one pick overall, you're going to play in that game.
Well, since the thing expanded, I mean, it really has watered down that ball field.
But you're not. Those other bowl games, I mean, there's a place for them. I don't want to kill the bowl games. I don't.
Is there, though?
Yeah, for the reason I'm talking about.
There's a lot of them.
I'll tell you what. Well, I don't know about all of them.
There's a lot of low-end bowl games.
We'll ask.
We're letting every six-win team get in. Like,
we may get Mario on after the recruiting period this week.
I'm sure he's going to be fired up about it.
He's going to want his guys. He'd say, hey, man, this is good practice for us. Get a chance to play some young guys. And, you know, their offensive line's getting wiped out.
The real question, I think this will be interesting to ask, you know, Dan Radakovich, who's coming on the 8 o'clock hour, is what do you do about scheduling moving forward here? If you find out that they're not going to take their game with Notre Dame head to head into account.
They're playing Notre Dame next year. So
I know, but what's the point? Like, what's the point of continuing to schedule these games in the future is what I'm saying. Like, if they're not going to count it, essentially, then what are we doing? Why not just schedule? We were talking about this last night during a basketball game. Why not schedule, you know, the bottom feeder teams of the MAC and Conference USA?
So, you know what people are going to say? You want, I can answer.
I know that those
you.
Games are good for business. I know. They're exciting.
No. Okay. You tried to get it. I wasn't going to say that. I knew you thought I was going to say that.
All right. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, have a better job in your conference.
But wouldn't you
win your games?
But you would have been healthier heading into conference play, is my point. You played a very tough non conference schedule.
Okay.
Right. You ended up banged up. The bye weeks were screwy this year.
You think they lost?
I'll take the bye
wait a sec. Are you saying they lost SMU and Louisville because they were banged up?
I think it's played a role.
Get out of here.
I think it played a role in those games.
Get out of here. That's weak.
You don't think that played any role
no,
in those games?
That's weak. Did I say the F word?
I think you did.
That's weak. Well, that's not why they lost.
Okay. Well, that's.
And by the way, they didn't lose to SMU because they were injured. Penalties and. Turnovers.
I know the play.
Okay.
But that stuff played a role.
But you coming out with that. Well, don't come out with some weak sauce.
My point is, why are you scheduling these games if they are going to have no impact? That's my point. Like, I throw the injury thing out. If you played, you know, Miami, Ohio and Southern Miss and all these, you know, play a bunch of crap teams going into conference play.
Oh, Woody.
Then. Hey, make the SMU
Woody,
game your Super Bowl
Woody,
instead of Notre Dame
game. I don't know about you,
like,
but I think most Canes fans, I can't speak for all of them.
I think
especially
most
if
Canes
they're
fans
salty,
today want to be in the playoff.
Canes fans are going to go, you know what? I enjoyed kicking Notre Dame's ass at Hard Rock Stadium. You know what? Having the Gators down there and beating them up the way we did, we like that. That was good.
I think a lot of Canes fans today would like to be in the playoff.
Well, you're just – all right. I'm not surprised. Your take, I'm not surprised.
No, hey man,
I just disagree.
So you think they should keep scheduling all these big teams in the non-conference, even though they're not going to count the head-to-head?
Well, I know Mario wants to keep playing Florida. He wants Florida on the schedule. No,
Florida's
every year.
Not. They're never going to play Florida again. That'll never happen.
Okay.
That one's done. Florida's done.
You're going to an extra conference game now. I do know that.
Yeah, Florida's so done. They're not going to be on the schedule.
Going to nine
anymore.
ACC games. I don't know, man. I get it. I mean, I understand Duke tried to do it. It backfired on them. Although maybe it didn't backfire if they win this
schedule
game.
Like Ohio State. Ohio State played Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they did.
Texas
first game
was ranked,
of the year.
Though, weren't they ranked two or something to start the season? Was that 1-2 that game?
That guy's,
2-3
that guy's,
or something?
That guy's whining too. That's weak whining right there in Texas. Weak. Then time to take a little jab at Miami. All right. Hey, maybe you're right. Maybe Canes fans out there are going, just give us FAMU and who else we get in there. Maybe we'll get an FAU or FIU on the schedule. Hell, we'll just save money. Just do it here.
I'm just frustrated right now because if you have the two teams right next to each other in the final poll.
Please don't throw out that they were injured.
Just all right, but if you have the teams right next to each other in the final poll, they played each other. They played each other head to head, and you're going to say it doesn't matter enough to move Miami ahead of them.
All right.
Then what are we doing?
All right. But can you leave the other stuff when you make your points and they're
no injuries?
Injured,
no one.
They're injured a couple games here in the final four. It didn't seem to affect them.
Well, they got healthy towards the end. They're trending up.
All right. Way to watch your team. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Dan Radakovich will join us
company
early 8 o'clock. All right, boy, you are company.
Oh, come on, man. They were saying that
we're
during
injured.
Those losses.
Stop.
You know they said they were banged up.
Nobody said.
I didn't just invent that this morning.
Yeah, you did. You tried to throw in. Like, you think you're going to have all your
factor.
Guys for every game? Get out of here. That's not why they lost SMU. That's not why they lost to Louisville. Because they were injured. They had depth on this team. They were fine. That's weak. But you use
but
it.
The point
you
is,
use it, and you and I know I started to say a name of somebody would agree with you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up for the holiday season with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he joins us on Thursdays courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Miami.com. There is Gino Toretta, a proud Miami Hurricane, but also a fair and balanced college football fan and
Please
analyst.
Don't say that. I don't want to be associated with that network.
Nobody uses fair and balanced on that network anymore because it's obviously not. Do the Miami Hurricanes belong in the college football playoffs?
Yes. I think the disappointing thing is, one, the ACC having tiebreakers, and the first tiebreaker isn't, hey, how about we get the two highest-ranked teams in the game? I mean, it's just like, if you got a tied conference record, these conferences are so big now, you're not going to have played everybody in your conference. So it makes no sense to say, hey, these supposed experts, and you can, you know, listen, AP, coaches poll, whatever, CFP, whoever's deemed an expert, take those three, average, we're going to get the two, you know, highest ranked teams we can in the game. And it's amazing. I mean, the Big 12 screwed themselves years ago when they had the TCU and Baylor debate, and they kind of nominated one to make the playoff, and the playoff committee liked the other one, and they didn't get either one in the playoff. And it just, one, that really has kind of put UM behind the eight ball. And then you have the love for Notre Dame, which, you know, that's years and years. But I'm really like the quote, Notre Dame had a strong win against Stanford. Strong win against Stanford. Like, nobody's ever gone to Stanford, who's 4-8, by the way, at the end of the season. They're 4-8. They won four games. Nobody has ever gone to the farm and said, boy, Stanford's one hell of a tough place to play. Maybe Marino his rookie year when he had to play there for the Super Bowl, but nobody's gone in that stadium and be like, damn, this is intimidating. I mean, I broadcasted a game there. God's honest truth. USC played there when they had Addison, Caleb Williams, and these stars. And I'm like, you know what? That'll be great. We'll get USC, get them on the touchdown radio schedule first game of the year. Stanford's not even in class. If there was 10,000 people at that game, I would have been shocked. And there's a local pizza place, I think it's called Howie's or something like this, like Caddy Corner from the stadium, which has an awesome potato pizza.
Huh?
They thin slice potatoes.
Have you heard of it? You're nodding your head, Solon. Have you heard of it?
I've had a potato pizza before.
Wow. They are phenomenal. They blanch the potatoes. Anyway, it's phenomenal. I called.
No,
the
wait
pizza
a second.
Place.
Wait a second. No. I can't.
They blanch them.
I can't. I don't know what blanch is. What does that
blanch
mean?
Blanch is water, hot water.
Like a bath. You give the potato a bath.
It's not raw potato. You got to cook the potatoes some.
Right.
Like boil potatoes, like you mash potatoes. You got to cook them. So you slice them, then you cook them a little bit, boil them, then they put them on the pie. Then you basically have toppings like it's a baked potato, like this the cream cheese,
what?
Bacon bits. It's like bread. It's like carbs upon carbs. But the point, I called the pizza
place.
Well,
wait a second. No, go ahead.
This place, hold on. This place is 100 yards from the stadium, Caddy Corner. Now, at Camino Real, it's a crazy parking lot, all this stuff. I said, hey, we're 3 hours before game. Nobody's at stake. And I mean nobody. I said, can you deliver a couple pizzas over to the stadium? He goes, yeah, what gate are you at? And could you imagine like going
in
anywhere
else? I'd love to see that
America.
At the Orange Bowl. Hey, Bird Bowl.
$20 no block. He pull up 17th Avenue.
You call Bowl Bar back in 1986. Do you guys deliver? Yes. Where do you want the cocaine? Gate 11.
But that is a strong way. I just shake my head at some of the stuff. Now, I will say this. What the committee said, they reserve the right to re-rank everybody at the end. And I think they're saying that because last year they basically put everybody that got in a conference championship game in the playoffs. And I don't think you can continue to do that because if somebody gets boat raced, let's say Alabama gets boat raced by Georgia, they're going to have three losses. Now, granted, I know your conference is tougher than anybody's in the a country. But, man, you got to think hard and fast of not saying, you know what, you're not good enough to make the playoffs. That's your third loss, and you just got boat raced on your conference championship game.
And, you know, this is my end because I'm a honorary Gator. I mean, honorary Cane because I'm doing the right thing. BYU, honestly, like I'm not even cheering. I'm just saying the right thing. It goes Notre Dame, what, 10, BYU 11, Cane's 12. If Texas Tech, which I believe they're about to beat the hell out of BYU because they already did this season. Now, UM and Notre Dame are right next to each other in the rankings. You have to jump Miami with the head-to-head. I think that is the most rational way to look at it.
You have to. And I will say this. We are all – now, I know you used to be a Dan Mullen fan when he was coaching the Gators, but we are all Dan Mullen fans this weekend, and I'll tell you why. Dan Mullen plays Boise State. They're the only team that played either Miami or Notre Dame. And if Dan Mullen beats Boise State, what is the committee going to say? Well, I guess Notre Dame's schedule is not as hard as we thought it was because Dan Mullen and New Mexico just beat Boise State in the conference championship game. I mean, so I literally, to me, I'm like, okay, I have more eyes on that game than the Big Ten or the SEC because that could and may have more effect on Miami than any of them.
This is crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy really that is. we're talking because you want the top 12 in. You know, people say, well, if Duke wins the ACC, really, you're going to put a five-loss team in the playoff? Come on, dude. I like, you know what? I'll give you the debate 9-14, but a five-loss team? That's just the ACC being stupid with their tie-breaking things, and if it screws Miami to go 10-2 2 years in a row and get nixed from the playoffs, that's just reason to, you know, try to move on and get in a different conference, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Gino, because I'm seeing a lot of, I don't want to call them overreactions. I think people are reacting properly, but like some of the steps to me are unrealistic. Miami leaving the ACC this summer, unrealistic. I wouldn't expect that to happen in a million years. But what about not scheduling Notre Dame, literally canceling the game with Notre Dame next season, not scheduling UF anymore? In the future, I was bringing this up to Dono yesterday, like what incentive does Miami have to schedule anybody not named Bethune-Cookman six times in their out-of-conference games anymore if literally it does not matter? All that matters for them is going undefeated in conference play.
Well, I would say it does matter. Because look at Notre Dame. The reason they're 10-2 and really there's a debate is their schedule's horse bleep. I mean, let's be honest. Outside of Texas A&M and Miami, like Notre Dame's strongest point in this whole thing is we had two losses against two great teams. What? I mean, dude, like, hey, we played them close. You know what? You still lost. That's why you have to schedule good teams. That's why you have to schedule hard teams. And it's like UM's getting penalized for beating them. And then Notre Dame's getting credit for losing closely to Texas A&M and to Miami. It's like there's different rules for different schools. And I hope they're doing it right because they've inched, you know, now they put Alabama in front of Notre Dame. But if you have Notre Dame and Miami next to each other, and they have the same record. They're not playing today or this weekend. And you don't say, hey, what matters the most? One kicked the other team's butt on the actual field. You know, not in make-believe, not in Madden, not Sega Genesis survey.
Atari 2600.
On the field.
Yeah. Gino Toretta, I want to get your opinion before we run out of time here. Your opinion on what transpired with Lane Kiffin, because that was obviously, you couldn't escape that over the weekend, and now he's at LSU, and Ole Miss be damned. What do you make of it?
Well, I would say this. One, Florida State got screwed for a quarterback getting hurt. And you can't tell me that Lane Kiffin's not a big reason of plays being sent in for a game. So, like, I would say that's more important to my team, the guy calling plays and the guy being the head coach on the outcome of a game and game planning than just the starting quarterback. Now, in I don't know if it's in Lane's defense, the college football calendar is broken. How there's kids right now that are committing, and then the transfer portal opens the week before the national championship game, and then you know you have coaches that are leaving, the recruiting cycle is off. It makes no sense. I mean, the NFL, at least they say, hey, you can't poach your coaches in the middle of the season. Like, like if you're a player, think about it, you're at Ole Miss. You've had the best season that they've ever had. You have a legit chance to win a national championship. Chambliss, the quarterback, I told you when I did him twice early in the year, I go, this kid is legit. They have talent all over the place. And at the end of the season, you get there to play for it all, and your coach leaves, your OC leaves, but now the OC is going to come back and call plays. It's just like college football. There's a lot of smart people in this world that I think they just need to fix this stuff, and the calendar has to be set. Either the transfer portal doesn't open, you know, until the second semester, or you move, you know, Jimbo Fisher's like, move the games up. Have everything done January 1st then. And then you have recruiting, signing day, transfer portal, everything in the same time frame. But there's no good way to leave a school. I mean, listen, Jimmy left, I think it was after signing day, my redshirt freshman year, and obviously people were disappointed. Dennis left a couple years after. There's no easy way to ease a school and timing it, but timing should be –
at least part of it. Time it, like the NCAA has to at least do something so that this particular situation.
I mean, look at, like I was reading an article. Penn State's recruiting because they haven't signed it. Apparently, they've gone after guys and they haven't gotten who they wanted to. Their class is ranked 250th or something, some crazy number. Like they're ranked below West Georgia
because recruits are getting called by a school nurse. There's no one there. It's the guy who fills the vending machines is also in charge of filling the roster.
Hell, you know what? I raise my hand. I'm bringing Channing. I think you know what.
He can recruit. Hey, Crowder could recruit. Crowder could recruit at Penn State, man. His dad was a stud there.
Gino, when you get that job, bro, you got my number.
there's a lot of good people. We ain't that greedy. We don't need 13 a year. You know, one or two.
Don't forget your old pal Mark. You know, the kid at the tavern trying to get served.
You know, I would say you're the sports information director, but they changed those titles now. I think it's Directors of Strategic Communication.
Yeah, make me that.
Okay. All right. You're that.
Gino Toretta. You can hear him every Thursday with us, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Thank you, Gino. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. You too.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should say 15 Minutes of Heat was brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Will you be tuning in today to the CFP rankings, Leroy?
Am I going to tune in? No. I just hear when all the Miami people complain. I think...
it's only complaining if you're not justified.
No. But... You were complaining before business was taken care of.
Actually, that was, but that's the point, is just because of faith. That's why.
No, but
faith as is belief as in the absence of proof.
As I made the point last week and the week before, the playoff committee has tried to move Miami as close to Notre Dame as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're within a couple of spots. So now you can have the argument. There's no way we can have Notre Dame above Miami and be this close and say that Miami shouldn't be above Notre Dame because they beat them.
We'll see.
But to have the argument is my whole point. You guys can say what you want. My whole point was in the last 3 years, I've watched this team fold like a cheap suit at the end of the year, and you're complaining before you take care of your business.
Why can't an expensive suit also fold?
Because an expensive suit you take care of.
So it's only voluntarily, but you could fold it if you wanted to.
Dude.
What?
Stop.
You nervous about today, Brittany?
Nervous isn't the word.
Angry? Annoyed?
I'm annoyed. Perturbed? Yeah, you know what? Perturbed. I like that word, Tobin. I'm perturbed about today for sure.
What did you think of the finale? How did you like how the season ended?
I thought it was perfect. I think you know me. You guys like to call me Negative Nancy, so I can.
Ever call you that. I did never have called you a Negative Nancy.
Never.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't believe I've ever used the term Negative Nancy.
You definitely have, but it's okay. So I'm very much so. I very much so like was like okay. They need to prove themselves and. After Saturday, I called my dad. I said, I'm sorry. I think it'd be a massive disservice to not put the Miami Hurricanes in the college football playoffs.
And that's, see, I'm willing to have this argument now. I am. Because you took care of your business. But to have this argument before the end of the season with the way the last couple of seasons have ended is like, okay, relax.
But what I didn't like, Leroy, and why I think that the argument was like good to have was... The conversations were already circulating that they were already setting the precedent and the table for us to be left out because they were trying to make Notre Dame look so good.
I also actually see, and that's where we differ. Actually, and I said this before last week, they are trying to move Miami as close to Notre Dame as possible so this conversation can be had. They have moved Miami up. I mean, think about where Miami went from 19 to up to where they are now and how Notre Dame has mysteriously gotten up there too. If these two teams are close together, you have an argument. And they have moved them up so that they're within a couple of spots of each other. Now you can have a conversation about it. But until all these things happen, like – they're close enough where you can have the argument.
Well, it doesn't even matter about close. Like, close or not. Like, it's it was a stupid thing to have to begin with.
Again.
That's the thing that's annoying about it. Like, now they're close. It's like, okay, cool.
No, but that it only – listen, you can't complain about being that far behind Notre Dame when they lost their two games and you lost your two games.
But you can when you beat them.
When you get – all right. All right. Do you understand how the rankings, how they work and work
well,
through this,
actually,
this
I,
season?
Well, you know, actually, I think the thing that's frustrating about it is they seem to make up the rules as they go.
No,
like
listen,
they have a different explanation every single time.
No, listen, I don't care about the explanation.
Well, you should because you're the ones in charge of it.
I don't care about the explanation. Just look at the reality of the situation. Stop complaining about it and just understand it. When you lost two games in the middle of the year, you and Notre Dame were moving in two different directions, okay? So that they were on their way up, even if they weren't ranked or ranked or whatever.
But the record was the same.
I'm trying to have a grown-up conversation.
Are you? Because you just seem like you're lecturing me. They had the same record.
No, that you can have the same record, but when you lose, you're going to get separated in the polls. You just are. If two teams are undefeated or two teams have one loss, but a team loses one game in November versus September, you're going to be far apart. Right,
but now you're on board.
Okay, wait,
now listen.
So this is what happened. Notre Dame lost early. Miami lost in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. So that automatically separated them. But now as the season has gone on, they're closer together. They're real close to each other. And now you can have that conversation. That's all I've ever been saying is that when you lost in the middle of the year.
But is it a conversation now or is it it's over? You agree that it should be over. Like if Notre Dame's ahead of Miami, it's a crime.
At this point, you have to put Miami above Notre Dame.
So it's
but we were. All right. I'm done with this. I'm trying to have a grown-up conversation.
Doesn't sound like
explain.
You are.
Really? Okay. Tell me the way the season played out. And the way Miami lost, and when Notre Dame lost, can you understand why they were so far apart? Mm. Oh, my goodness.
It's not really
the polls work that way. When you lose, you drop. When you win, you move up.
Okay.
So when you lose two games in the middle of the season and Notre Dame wins eight straight, they're going to be higher than you.
But you're on board now.
I give up.
Why don't you answer the question, though? All I'm trying to say is, are you on board now?
I don't want to listen.
So you think Notre Dame should be ranked ahead of Miami?
No, I didn't.
So you don't?
How many times have I had this conversation and I said that at this point, now that Miami has taken care of their business and they have the same record and they are close together, there's no way you can put Notre Dame in the college football playoff with Miami being right there and Miami have beaten them. Have I not said that from day one?
Yeah, but you're.
I've been consistent with how I've explained this.
Right, but you're still going.
I have been consistent with how I've explained this.
Right.
There has been no deviation from a month ago to right now. So what are we having an argument about?
That's what I'm actually curious about. You seem to keep going back to how I was arguing a correct take from 2 weeks ago.
No.
But right. I don't understand why you keep going there. I just want to know that you're on board for tonight. That's all I've been asking. I honestly was asking a simple question.
Okay.
But it feels like you're still arguing with me, and it feels like
I'm arguing is why it was the way it was.
I already know why it was the way it was. Chicanery and bull bleep. I know the way it was.
That's it.
Well, what would you say tonight if Notre Dame is ranked ahead of Miami? You wouldn't agree with that?
No, I wouldn't. And I said this last week and the week.
No. I'm saying you wouldn't agree that it would be bull bleep and chicanery if Notre Dame was ahead of Miami.
Yes, I said no. I'm saying Miami should not
be. Okay, so if they put that nod the entire time and they said, if their argument today was, well, you know what? It's still that Notre Dame has more excusable losses and Miami's wins weren't as impressive enough to move them ahead. And
they're
still, because they've already laid the groundwork for that.
They can't. Now you're talking about groundwork before you even know what's going to happen.
I'm setting up a scenario.
Okay.
Wait, so you think that...
See, here's this. Why is Leroy getting all riled up for those Catholics? This has nothing... It's literally impossible to have a grown-up conversation about this.
At no point in time have I
sided through this conversation with Notre Dame. My whole argument was this is why it is what it is. That's it.
Your entire idea of it has been don't talk until you take care
of
your business.
Yes, and now that I've said,
arguing with me? But my point remained this. But my point now just has more evidence that I was correct.
No, but, all right.
It does. The record never changed. All you saw was two more games of them performing, especially this last game, dominant. I was making the same arguments 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I was still right.
But it's hard to make an argument.
It's not hard. I made the same argument, and now I have more proof.
Okay. What I said back then, and I'll be consistent about this, Miami has folded up shop the last 2 years at the end of the season. Until you take care of your business, then we'll have a conversation.
Okay, but here's the thing that this and again, I get you, but if you want to bring in old seasons to it, which you shouldn't do, well, you just did. You just did. You just said that they folded up in past seasons, which I understand that has been a past. No.
That this was my thinking. It wasn't the committee's thinking.
Okay.
I'm saying, wait, Miami always complains about their situation and then doesn't go out and take care of their business. I said, take care of your business and we can have the conversation.
But now you don't want to have the conversation anymore.
No, we can have the – there is no conversation to have. Miami should be hired in Notre Dame.
Okay, so what
that is the conversation.
So you will call for a crime tomorrow if it is committed.
How many different ways do I need to say it?
Doesn't sound like you're on board.
I have never said at this moment in time, if Miami takes care of their business in any way, shape, or form, have I said that Notre Dame should be above Miami? I've never said that. So what's the problem?
It kind of sounds like you're not on board.
Even if I'm not saying that. Yeah. Then I can't help you. I cannot help you. I can't.
Okay.
Like, I'm having a grown-up situation here.
I don't think you're acting like a grown-up.
How?
Because you're coming here from 2 weeks ago saying, no, they were justified because the Canes haven't taken care of their business yet, even though their records were the same.
Yes!
And the only reason for that was because Notre Dame, on these arbitrary rankings, got to work their way up, and the Canes were up and then just lost a couple of games. But the record remained the same. They still beat each other.
Wait, you don't think you drop more if you lose to unranked teams?
It's all put together on a stupid track.
You're arguing about something else. I'm arguing about the reality.
We're not, though.
When you lose to two unranked teams, you're going to drop more than a team that loses to a ranked
team.
Okay,
but I'm telling you.
But that's all I was talking about. But if I'm not talking about all this little dream stuff. I'm saying, why did Miami end up being 19th, and why did Notre Dame keep moving up?
Yeah.
Why? Because you lost to two unranked teams.
Cool. It's still one of these things, though. Like, if they're going to end up today and they're not, you've been given the blueprint from this stupid committee for the last three weeks.
You are now in so many different ways, some of the same ways, doing the same thing that you accused me of before. Because you're already setting up a whole hypothetical situation when nothing has happened yet of how you're going to feel after Miami gets screwed.
Well, I have it yet because the Canes have been behind Notre Dame with the same record even though they beat them. So I'm not making it up. Like, I've just been watching what the trend has been.
So I would like, and this is, I would like for you to go through the schedule and tell me at what point, based on how the season was played, that Miami should have gone above Notre Dame.
Always. If you have
even when they lost to two unranked teams and dropped to 19th, they sure should
have. Notre Dame should have been 20th.
Okay.
Because that's bad on them.
But that's, you do realize that the rankings and how it plays out. Wait. You do understand that the rankings and how it plays out during the year, like, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, they make it up.
No, All right. This is like, I mean, to have this conversation only to get to the point to say, oh, I'm a Catholic. That's not, you know, it's like, hey, why don't you guys listen to the conversation instead of just accusing me of something that
not accusing you of anything. Really? I'm just saying, like, I've been making the same point for 3 weeks. You just needed two more wins to be on board with me. That's it. But nothing's really changed.
Okay.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.